Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, already the fifth day of October 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and we are going to be here for the next 3 hours. Aaron Dykes will be in studio in the last 30 minutes premiering a special report on Whole Foods and GMO, more and more basically invading their facilities. And we're not singling out Whole Foods. All the big so-called organic stores are starting to do this. It's just that they have shut down videos on YouTube exposing it of the organic spy group. They have they had their people come out at one location and say, you can't be on the city sidewalk. And then another location, they said, well, you can't be in the whole mall outdoor complex, even though you're not on our property. So we're going to show that. We're going to start coming down every week now because you say we can't be there. I mean, we have to fight for our First Amendment, right to assemble, right to protest, right to redress of grievance, right to the press. All of that's in the First Amendment, right of religion as well. First Amendment isn't just the press or the right to assemble or the right to petition or the right of religion. It's all of those things interwoven together. And we hold it sacred because it is sacred. The First Amendment comes first for a reason. Also, I'm going to announce today, and the article's going up in a few minutes, at Infowars.com, the 2012 Money Bomb. If you notice, I'm wearing a camouflage T-shirt. We've printed up just a limited number of these for the Money Bomb. It says Money Bomb 2012, Liberty or Death, and it is Dayglow Hunter Orange on camouflage of my own design. And we're going to have a limited number of those available for folks during the Money Bomb. But that is happening today. We've built the studios, hired the reporters, phased it all in. Last thing is to get it up on the satellite uplinks and other systems. We've got those lined up and ready, just like we've got over 50 different franchisees ready to start as soon as I get it all formulated properly and rolled out to put InfoWars Magazine in Australia, in France, in Germany, in England, in New York City, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in Santa Cruz, in Dallas, Texas. I mean, we're in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina. And most of these are people that are already printing newspapers, pretty successful ones, people with 50,000 weekly runs, 100,000 weekly runs, 200,000 monthly runs. I mean, bigger than we already are knocking down our doors. We're like, hey, we've got to codify, make sure the thing has a good model. Develop it so it can be somewhat profitable for you. Our model is to put it out and not make it particularly profitable for ourselves. And not that profit's bad. I've just broke down the fact we can get more of these out if it's very inexpensive. So that important announcement is going to be coming up. More on that information. Very exciting. Okay. War is going into a much higher gear. If it's been in second or third gear, it's going into fourth, maybe fifth gear in the Middle East. And what that signifies and how that's coming in with the perfect storm of the economy imploding. Surprise, you've got the ridiculous unemployment numbers dropping almost 2 points magically for the election for Obama. Those are already cooked numbers. Every major economist out there says unemployment's between 22 and 25% in the U.S. 60 Minutes said a year ago that California had 30-plus percent unemployment and that that was spreading across the nation. I mean, it's just totally fake numbers. 20, 30 years ago, you could get pretty much real numbers. I mean, it's known that these are fake numbers, but never have they been so obvious. I mean, you know, 9.1, 9.2, whatever. I mean, that was ridiculous. Less than half of what it really was. Now, why not say it's zero? Like, no one is unemployed because the government said so. I mean, they could say it's not light outside right now. Of course, it is light all across North America right now, but just have the government say, no, it's not. They had the UN 3 years ago say that the sun doesn't affect climate. They voted. I mean, it must be true. I mean, the sun doesn't affect the earth at all.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It is Friday, the fifth day of October 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then, of course, I return Sundays, and I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. That's, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain, with the Sunday radio broadcast that we have every Sunday afternoon, every Sunday evening. I want to thank all of you that do tune in each day to hear my breakdown, my analysis, my commentary and ranting, as well as the information that our amazing guest bring us. And today is going to be a jam-packed transmission. Aaron Dykes, in the second half of the third hour, will be in studio hosting because he's put together about a 11-minute special report on GMOs infiltrating the different so-called organic food stores. It ties into Prop 37 to demand GMO labeling, and also the fact that Monsanto-controlled individuals are getting massive campaign contributions from the head people at Whole Foods. And we need to keep Whole Foods honest, and we also need to point out the fact that this takeover is happening. And we've done amazing research, myself and Aaron Dykes, and we've been working on this report for about a week. So Aaron will be sitting in to introduce his piece in about 2.5 hours. Well, just at 2.5 hours from now to close out the transmission. In the meantime, I don't want to say we're going to have open phones today and then get to them in an hour and a half. I'm going to open the phones up, free for all. Old-time callers, new callers, first-time callers, agree, disagree, have a question, have a comment. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231 on this Friday edition. It is the classic Open Line Friday, 800-259-9231. And we will take your phone calls throughout the broadcast. And when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. We don't screen your calls. But if you call in drunk or don't know what time of day it is, I'm going to hang up on you. We have a lot of great callers, but we also have, people, because we don't screen the calls, that take advantage of that. So please have your points ready, because we want to be able to get on to the next people that are sitting there on hold. Okay, wow, where to start here? I know the population, and the globalists talk about this in a lot of different publications. I know the population of not just the United States, but worldwide, is fatigued by war. And by fatigued, we've been hearing about it for so long, over and over and over again, hearing about drone attacks and hearing about Tripoli falling and Libya and Syria and Damascus and suicide bombers and U.S. troops dead and 2,000 dead in Afghanistan, U.S. troops, and 5,000, 6,000 dead in Iraq, and AP headlines about covert wars in North Africa and Central Africa, U.S. troops battling, and covert wars with U.S. troops in Colombia, and covert wars in Malaysia, and covert wars. And I've got family in the military, quite a few of them, and I talk to them. Some of them have been in 20-plus years, and it's just they're always going somewhere for a war. People are always dying, and it's never in the news. Just like Vietnam was going on for 4 years after it was called Indochina, after the French left and the United States went in to control the opium, really. I mean, it was hundreds of billions in dollars back then. It was over 90% of world opium production in there in the Golden Triangle. Now it's over 90% in Afghanistan. That's what that's all about. But you were called a conspiracy theorist. There were news articles about it. Are we losing men in Vietnam from 60 to 64? There were big news debates. And, you're making that up. You're telling fairy tales. They didn't really use the word conspiracy theorist. They fairy tales. 5,000 plus U.S. troops died, active duty. Several thousand CIA operatives, conservatively. I mean, the number's right around 10,000 total contractors, operatives, troops altogether. You can look this up. Died from 60 to 64. And ladies and gentlemen, they said it didn't exist. You know, for the 9 years of the Afghan war, with the proxy war, with the Al-Qaeda Mujahideen against the Russians, I've seen PBS documentaries on this, pretty powerful one I saw a few years ago, I forget the name, where it was interviewing Russians about how their husband, their son would die, their brother would die, and they would have to have on the tombstone, they died in a car wreck, or they died in a helicopter crash. And it was tens of thousands of Russians dying, and they just said, no one's dying in Afghanistan. No one is dying. So that's really what we come down to right now, is that's why we can't ever get any change, is the average American is focused on fantasy football or their favorite sitcom or drama or porn. The average person is in a la-la land of get up in the morning, satiate yourself, drugs, alcohol, partying, television, entertainment. People just go down the list. I'm going to go to this concert. I'm going to go to this movie. I'm going to go download this on Netflix. And you know, it's okay to go to some movies or some baseball games or whatever. I'm not judging you. But if that's all you do, 98% of the time outside of work, of course we're going to be overrun by corrupt. I mean, they think we're so stupid that our government, the ones, you know, that ship 20,000 guns and hand grenades into Mexico to destabilize Mexico and control the drug trade, that's now coming out in AP, Reuters, you name it, last week and this week, that Mexican ambassadors and diplomats are saying, yeah, Sinaloa is run by the CIA, and this whole drug war is over the CIA trying to knock out cartels that they don't control. Well, yeah, because the CIA works for big U.S. banks, globalist banks, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, I mean, the big ones that have been caught more red-handed than anybody are Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $376 billion in drug money. 2 years ago, Bloomberg and AP reported in just two previous years, so going back to 4 years ago, over a two-year period, they admitted $376 billion. Let me say that again, $376 billion. $376 billion. That guy's just show everybody. Type in $376 billion laundered through Wachovia, Wells Fargo, and it'll pop up the Bloomberg headline, and then it's in the article, or AP, or Business Week, but Business Week is Bloomberg's. Point is that this is all going on. Now, there it is. Wells Fargo, target of Justice Department probe. Agency alleges to... No, that's not it, guys. That's not it. That's a different article. It's all right. I'll find it during the break if you can't. Just you guys are really quick on the search engine now. You do a great job. You're almost so fast at drawing, you'll draw the wrong deal. Make sure you got the right one before you put it up. All right. And that's part of the show. It's interactive. Radio listeners hear what I'm saying. You can search it yourself. You know, it's almost like Alex Trebek, but it's Alex Jones. But we just give you the answer right there, but then tell you go check it for yourself. Where am I going with this today? Yeah, there it is. You found it. Banks financing Mexico gangs admitted in Wells Fargo deal. And if you scroll down, it says 376. Excuse me, I was wrong. I want to apologize here on air right now. My memory fails. It's why I checked it. I'm sorry. Wachovia, a branch of Wells Fargo, admitted handling $378.4 billion for Mexican currency exchange and laundering, and, of course, chartering the aircraft that the drugs were flown on. I'm sorry. It was several billion dollars more than I said. I'm sorry. It's worse than I said. Again, usually it is that my brain tends to downplay things, not even on purpose. It's like subconscious. People say, oh, you're exaggerating. No, about 9 times out of 10, literally or more, maybe 1 out of 20 times I exaggerate, because I've really tried to figure this out, watch myself, listen to myself. I really try to be accurate. And the biggest problem I have is not really telling you how bad it is. That's almost every time. Sometimes I exaggerate by an accident, but there you go. It was 378, and I said 376. I apologized. 2 billion more than what I said. I'm digressing into little factoid rabbit trails. Let me just get back to this. Do you think they're laundering the drug money out of the crack house? You think those crack zombies are doing it? No, they have mafia coming and picking it up, or they have police captains coming and picking the drug money up. By the way, I've known quite a few police captains, just happened to live next door to them before, family, friends, or whatever. And they're usually very scary criminals. I just wanted to let you in on that. I mean, I've had dinner with the Los Angeles Vikings multiple times. Just happened to be brought into places like that. It's all a big joke to them. They're like, of course 9/11 is an inside job. What do you think we are, stupid? And you're sitting there talking to famous detectives. This is what runs America. And it's time to stop being so naive. But I'm digressing. I started talking about how in Vietnam for 4 years, there were 10,000 U.S. citizens roughly that died, congressional studies said, in war. Contractors, CIA, and active duty. And the media said there's no U.S. troops there and they're not dying. The Russians did that. And it's the same thing now, where it's admitted that Fast and Furious was over drug dealing. It was guns in, drugs back. It's Iran-Contra Part 2, but by Obama. It's in even the El Paso Times, Chicago Tribune a year ago. We reported it 2 years ago at PrisonPlanet.com because it was in federal court filings. And listeners sent Paul Watson links and saying, this is a federal court filing where the feds admitted national security drug dealing. Same thing with these big banks. They don't even get in trouble. You understand that? And so it's the same thing with the Turkey war. Turkey declared war on Libya 2 days ago, and it's not even a news item. And they've got artillery hammering large sections of the country right now. And they've got Al-Qaeda streaming in to attack Syria. And our media says that's a good thing. Most people may not even know what they are. The Vikings are, of course, the name of the Los Angeles Police Department underground mafia or gang. And, of course, whenever they bust or burn lowly people, they always claim, oh, that's the extent of it, the Rampart Division, or that's the extent over here. It's really CIA at one level. And I never intended to run into, in two separate cases, in some of the areas I was involved in Los Angeles, into Vikings. And then I looked these people up, and it was certainly true. And it was just very bizarre, very, very bizarre how corrupt this government, how corrupt these city governments are, and how government has become nothing but a collection of warlords over different sectors and sections of the country. And that's why drugs are not going to be decriminalized in this country. You think the mafia wanted liquor to be legalized in 1930 after 9.5 years of prohibition and see their profits go down thousands and thousands of percentage points? Do you think a lion would be happy if all the gazelles and zebras and things that they eat were gone and they didn't have anything to feed on? I mean, it's the incredible naivete of the public is what has allowed the total overthrow of our republic, the overthrow of due process, the overthrow of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and now all the blessings that came with liberty. Oh, it's cute and funny to be corrupt when corruption is a very small percentage of the overall society. And the corrupt can laugh at those that aren't corrupt and call us square or stupid or naive. But what about those of us who aren't corrupt but also aren't naive? And we sit here and we watch all this, and it's just such a joke when a cop pulls you over and asks if you have any drugs in the car. And it's like, are you ready for a speech about government drug dealing? You're the one that should be under suspicion. You're the one that's got the biggest statistical history of drug dealing. You're the one. I don't care how many TV shows there are about how you're as pure as the driven snow. That isn't the case. I had to watch your kind deal drugs when I was in middle school and high school in Dallas, Texas. I had police threaten to kill me if I wouldn't shut up about their drug dealing when I was 16 years old. Because it's a joke for cops to pull you over and try to take you to jail for a six-pack of beer under the seat when you're 16, when you know that cop's a drug dealer and later went to prison for being a drug dealer. It's a joke. Your authority's not real, and it's a fraud, and I'm tired of it. Now, there are some police departments around the country that are not corrupt, but they're being overtaken. They're being federalized, and I don't mean to go off into a whole big rant here. That's not what I meant to get into. I'm just talking about the naivete of the population. That's why we're in this position. The general public are like children, or if they know things are corrupt, they have an attitude, you're not going to change it. What are you going to do about it? Well, then you might as well not lock your house at night. You might as well leave your bicycles out front of your house. You might as well not even try to be nice to your wife. You might as well not even try to raise your kids upright. You might as well not even change the oil in your car. I mean, if you're just going to give in to bad things and give in to corruption and decide you don't affect the universe, well, then just go get on Prozac, start drinking a gallon of Jack Daniels a day, and when your liver fails in 5 years, you can go get euthanized, I guess. That's what they do now in these hospices. I mean, I've had enough of it. I'm tired of society giving up on everything. Everybody shuffling around like self-propelled stomachs who just have no fire in their eyes, no spark. You look at all the old black and white photos, but even color photos from the 60s and things, and I remember the eyes of my grandparents and other ancestors. I mean, these people had electricity in their eyes, and everybody else had electricity in their eyes. Where did the electricity go? It got sucked out by the television. Because when somebody's in a trance, in daydreaming, they've got that deadpan look, and you see the public. We're writing articles about this for the next issue of the magazine. We're pulling back up all the research that I've seen over the years, where it's admitted the brainwaves have been lowered worldwide with television from Japan to the United States. Kids are having massive increases in epilepsy because of television. It's inducing epilepsy, not just seizures, but epilepsy, because it's all been tuned under DARPA programming to flicker at a rate that puts you into a trance. And so we are in the Matrix. Now, I'll get into the buildup for what could become a next big world war straight ahead, and then we'll get to your phone calls. Stay with us.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, I want to start getting into some of the economic news, the military news, the $4 gas, get used to it news that CNN is reporting. Iran attack, 80,000 casualties from exposure to radiation, is what the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the University of Utah predicts will happen if they blow up those nuclear reactors. With the Bashir reactor and other research reactors, if they have a strike, Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense Gates says it will be a, quote, catastrophe. So we will continue to break all of that down. But meanwhile, we're told there's not a war. I mean, come on, Alex. There's not going to be a war in Libya a year and a half ago. Don't fearmonger. And then they bombed the entire country, basically, brought in tens of thousands of Al-Qaeda out of Saudi Arabia through Benghazi in the east, ran up Al-Qaeda flags over all the cities, put burqas over the women, started the sexual mutilation, and started exterminating blacks by the tens of thousands. Some numbers are as high as 80,000 killed, total of 40,000 of them blacks. Other numbers are 50,000 dead or so. 40,000 of them blacks just lined up and killed. It was the Saudi Arabian Arabs, a lot of the Wahhabists, are extremely racist towards blacks. That's why I never get why it's such a popular thing for black folks to join Islam. I'm not attacking Islam either. I just that there is that vein. I mean, it was the Arabs that started the modern slave trade, and then the Spanish picked it up because they had been run by the Moors, run by North African folks of Arabic descent. But I guess that's kind of a side issue. I just happen to know history, so it's kind of weird. I'm always hearing how I'm the ultimate white devil and white people invented slavery, even though my ancestors undoubtedly were all slaves. Slavery went through the Middle Ages. Germans only got freed from serfdom about 170 years ago. Type in when were Germans? It was the Austrian-Hungarian Empire then. Guys, type in when were Germans freed from serfdom, which was slavery. And the Hessians were war slaves, but they were brainwashed to be proud to grow up as slave soldiers and then to go give their life marching into other musket fire. More than 30,000 of them were shipped over here for the Revolutionary War. But when they saw how Americans were living, and so many of them were German immigrants, a lot of them deserted and ran off. They're like, I like that farm girl over there that's saying, come hither, a little bit better than marching into Yankee bullets. That's why you have one of the biggest influxes of Germans ever to this country. But, I mean, if you go back before that, the Romans, they had the Austrians under another name were their slaves, the Germans, the Germanic tribes, the Gauls, which then became the Franks, they were slaves. I mean, I just don't get all this cultural thing where whites invented slavery. It just isn't true. It's humans invented slavery. Slavery is as old as the first agrarian societies because they would get, you know, a few thousand people together would learn how to plant crops. They would start having larger populations because they weren't just hunting and gathering. Then there'd be an outside tribe trying to take over their fishing areas, their hunting grounds. And so the strong guy in the tribe would say, hey, we'll have professional warriors, the best fighters, who will train and go out and protect as sentries and things, a few dozen of them, to watch when the enemy's going to raid us. But you've got to provide them food so they can sit out there at the watchtowers all day. Yeah, in German history, the emancipation of serfs came in 1770, 1830. Yeah, I said about 170 years ago. It's because it happened county by county. They had little royal fiefdoms in like 17, 19 of them, different little kingdoms. That's why most people of German descent can tell you they're from royal lineage. Well, yeah, because there was like 17, 18 different little baronies. But I'm now digressing off into the wormhole of history. When you know it, it's just everything unfolds to you. When you don't, you're politically blind as a bat. And the truth does not ring in your ears either. But why did I get off into that whole discussion of slavery? Oh, I was talking about the Middle East, North Africa. So they put Al-Qaeda in, they started murdering people en masse, and now they've put, the estimates are all over the map. It could be as many as 100,000 fighters. Other estimates are 60, 70,000. But thousands a week have been being injected mainly out of Turkey to the north into Syria. Maybe put a map up of Syria and Turkey. And now, for 2 days, they've had heavy U.S.-made artillery raking hundreds of square miles, just raking it, but also cutting a large 10-mile swath, which they admit they are now injecting jihadis from Pakistan, Afghanistan, mainly Saudi Arabia, Qatar. I mean, it is unbelievable, funded by Saudi Arabia and others, and they are blowing churches up, lining up people in neighborhoods, throwing families off roofs. It's all in the foreign news. Just murdering any Jew they can find with relish. And it's not in our news. It's not. Besides, the American public, I mean, it's buried in a few newspapers here. They don't even know where Syria is. It's like, that's Al-Qaeda. A federal judge ruled Iran did 9/11 and has demanded $6 billion. Hillary came out and said Iran is Al-Qaeda. Iran is Shiite, folks. They're arch enemies with the Sunni Wahhabists. I mean, it's Saudi Arabia and Iran are at war with each other politically. I mean, they hate each other 100 times worse than they might hate Christians or Jews. I mean, it's unbelievable because they, you know, that's the people they're tribally fighting with. But they don't care. They just tell you, oh, they're Al-Qaeda. It's like saying Washington, D.C. is in Austin, Texas. I mean, it's just absolutely bald-faced ridiculous. But people don't know the difference between Hezbollah and Hamas. They don't know the difference between Sunni and Shiite. They don't know the difference between a regular Sunni and a Wahhabist. They don't know about British intelligence setting up the Wahhabist 100 years ago. They don't know about British intelligence creating Saudi Arabia. They've got Al-Qaeda attacking Iran all over Iran. All over Iraq, they've got Al-Qaeda attacking Shiites. All over Syria, all over the Africa. And they think you're so dumb. They think you're such idiots. Like they just showed, what was it, Washington Post, Hillary Clinton, Iran aiding Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just absolutely asinine. Who's aiding Al-Qaeda? Our government, the Council on Foreign Relations, the real government, they brag, I've read their quotes, that they have injected 50,000 Al-Qaeda fighters into Libya, close to 100,000 to 60,000, nobody knows, into Syria, and more every day. And now they've got, this was admitted months ago, British, Turkish, Saudi Arabian, Qatar, special forces in there leading them up against who? Who's been landing in ships at their only Mediterranean port now for 8 months? Not just special forces. Spetsnaz just means Russian special forces. They've been landing Navy, mainly Navy Marine Spetsnaz, special forces Russian Marines, and special forces Army there, and electronic warfare experts and people. And that's why the West is so angry. The Russians are there. They can't start the humanitarian bombing by the Peace Prize president that they did in Libya. But again, there's no war, though. There's no war. I mean, Turkey's got one of the biggest militaries in the world, bristling, bigger than any Middle Eastern military, physically, probably bigger than Israel's. They've got nukes, too. Don't you think for a minute they don't. It's the old head of the Byzantine Empire, Constantinople. Now, of course, Istanbul. And there it is, UK Special Forces in Syria, report. It's AFP, AP, it's all there. So this war's going on. It's just like they don't admit we're in a depression. They say the recession was over 4 years ago. Why, they say unemployment. They say unemployment today is at 7.8. It's down almost 2 points. Magically, I mean, 9.1, 9.3. Every real economist says it's between 22 and 25. I mean, that's well known. Those are Cook numbers. It's well known once you're off the, once you've been out of work a year and a half, 2 years, what is it, 18 months, and you're off the unemployment benefits, you're not counted. You're counted as employed. They don't count any of it. I mean, it's 22% easily in Austin, Texas, Boomtown, USA. A lot of people just live with their parents, or the parents live with their kids, and then they go out and do swap meets or try to sell, truck produce on the side of the road, and now the cops are harassing them. There's just a lot of people. I know so many people living on farms where the whole family's living in an old farmhouse, three generations, and half of them aren't working on the books, and good thing they're not paying taxes, because if they were, they'd all be in the street. It's designed to bankrupt you. It's designed to deindustrialize you. It's designed to break hardworking people that won't take a welfare check. You're the enemy. You're going to have the book thrown at you, scum. The illegal aliens? One illegal alien family in Austin was getting hundreds of millions of dollars. It came out in the whole IRS whistleblower thing. It wasn't stopped. The IRS issues them the fake IDs, the fake tax numbers. The banks accept it. I watch illegal aliens go through airports without IDs. They just know it's an illegal. It's very stereotypical. Got a cowboy hat on, wearing Western wear. The TSA just, you're on the plane. You're God. I've been sitting there at banks watching illegals just go right up. Everything's just like, there's the business they work for. Cash the check. No questions. No ID. Citizen walks up. Give me three forms, scum. I'm going to put you in a suspicious persons report. Patriot Act compliance. I'm on a power trip. They even had bankers in the Associated Press, remember an article admitting they let the illegals do whatever they want. Illegals aren't arrested for drunk driving. They aren't arrested when they wreck into people. And the cops are on record saying the judges just let them go. It's a sick joke in this country. To be a U.S. citizen is to be a slave. It is to be the lowest form of trash on the planet. We are the joke. We are the joke of the planet. And I don't like that. I want to admit how bad we've gotten. I want to admit for 10 years I only focused on news and research and filmmaking and stopped working out and gained 70 pounds and became a fat slob. So I jog and swim every stinking day. And now I've lost 50 pounds. And I got 30 more to lose. And we have to admit as a country we're fat slobs, spiritually, lazy and stupid, and turn it around. Going to go to Chris, Nick, Sean, Chad, Daniel, and others here in just a moment. Former Secretary of Defense says it'll be a, quote, catastrophe. Also uses the words disaster if there's a strike on Iran. Obama could do it as his October surprise. Even ABC News said that on Monday, a week after we put it in our magazine, InfoWars magazine. It's pointing out, folks, we know what we're talking about here. Now, if we get the word out and stop a false flag, we'll be accused of, oh, saying government could do a false flag. It's like, hey, government could be doing more secret experiments on us. Oh, just came out this week, they are. Oh, don't be a fearmonger, even though there's tens of thousands of admitted experiments on people. You know, I love it how folks say, man, Alex Jones is scary. You know what's scary? It's that I'm informed, and only being informed and saying no to this and stop being naive will turn this around. All right, let's continue going over this. Syria apologized yesterday, Haaretz reported, via UN for mortar strike. And I noticed even in our article about it, we went back and added a point saying the UN claims Syria apologized. And then it turned out Syria said, show her we apologize. We didn't do this. We believe rebels that you've put in are firing mortars at towns on the border as a pretext to attack us. Of course, it's a false flag. The last thing Syria would do would be attack a military 5-6 times its size right across its border. A NATO tip of the spear. And lo and behold, InfoWars.com has the links to their UN statement. Turkey lied about Syria taking responsibility for attack. NATO powers desperate to create pretext for regime change. I remember back on 888, back in 2008, the day the Olympics started, remember, the president of Georgia with NATO attacked demilitarized Russian-held, UN-held South Ossetia and Abkhazia, and I'm still weak-minded. I turned on the news that morning, like 7 a.m., it was all over the web, CNN reporting, Fox News reporting, Russia attacks Georgia. And I go, wow. So I get in the shower, get dressed, ready. I'm driving into work. I'm getting the articles for a couple hours. And I go on air, and for about 20 minutes, I'm announcing, well, they say Russia attacked and their tanks are coming in. And only then did I start reading European, British news. And it was later confirmed that the Western-backed Georgia attacked and went into the bases and murdered the Russians in their beds. And it was later, all this was confirmed. People are like, oh, you're pro-Russia because you're defending. No, I mean, this happened. And that's how big these hoaxes are. Like Gulf of Tonkin and all this. They said Russia just up and invaded. No, they drove out an invasion in those disputed zones where they'd been since the end of World War II and then rolled nukes in because NATO was landing troops. There were U.S. troops killed, that later came out, to attack the Russians and see what Russia would do. I mean, folks, this is just madness. And now our troops backing Al-Qaeda, our troops are there, advisors, CIA, it's admitted, special forces, are there commanding jihadi groups, actual Al-Qaeda. They, about half of them are actual real Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda uniforms, flags, black uniforms, black patch with the Al-Qaeda sign, you know, the bin Laden flag. And they are attacking Syria with backed by Russian Spetsnaz. So, U.S. forces and Russian forces are fighting right now and have been fighting off and on for 9 months. And now Turkey is shelling Syria. They're still shelling them right now with heavy guns, firing continually. Trucks coming in with more ammo, more big shells. I mean, they're firing heavy artillery into there. And they admit, the Israeli news admits, look at this. Turkey scorched earth policy on Syrian border to establish free Syrian army protected corridor. That's in the Israeli newspapers, Ynet, Debka File, you name it, Infowars.com's got an article. Gates, strike on Iran to have catastrophic results. Then there's debates, did Turkey just declare war on Syria? Yeah, it's like the Vietnam wasn't a war, it's a police action. The attack on Libya wasn't a war, it was a peace action. They're calling it a retaliation. And they've declared that they can use any force they want, including invade the country. I mean, it's on, folks. I mean, Turkey may just pour heavy armored columns in, go link up and go into Damascus with jihadi al-Qaeda infantry behind the tanks. I mean, this is on. And the average American literally has no idea what's happening. Your call's coming up.
Watch me!
All right, I'm going to go to your calls. Watch We're going to have me. Open phones throughout the broadcast. Special report with Aaron Dice coming up towards the end. So it'll just be jam-packed calls. I haven't gotten into the big economic meltdown news. Also, every day I see articles with police in road rage killing innocent Americans. And more often than not, it's New York City. A few weeks ago, they had some bomb scare. So they went down to the, was it Brooklyn Bridge, and killed some utility worker who didn't even do anything. They just got out and shot him. Everybody who got shot other than the person that was first killed at the Empire State Building was shot by the police. And now police fatally shoot an unarmed driver on the Grand Central Parkway. A New York police detective shot and killed an unarmed National Guardsman. I think he was, they're saying he was in uniform even. See, I mean, and the only reason anybody cares is, oh, it was one of our other enforcers. Oh, well, he wasn't supposed to die yet. He's supposed to die on the road from the vaccines we gave him after he served us. Not now. And the guy was still in his car. They just pulled up and killed him. Man, you don't want to road rage a cop now. They just kill you, and they just judge dread. The sentence is death. Unarmed man shot dead by police in New York City. I want to be pro-cop. I think this is a good thing. I think they should have maybe shot up 10 or 15 other passing cars. Maybe a school bus, just to show everybody. The cop should have got it with a grenade launcher and shot a school bus, blown it up, and then pulled some cars over, taken a hatchet over, and just started hacking people's faces off. Somebody cut a god off. Rah! Just, you know, just because, I mean, it's not enough to kill a National Guardsman still in his car. Just, you know, the cops got mad. Two cars chased him, cut him off, and then just got out and killed him. They probably got upset because he was in a uniform and they're like, you're not a god. Die. Ah, die. I am God. I am God. Anyways, no, I don't literally think the police should start blowing up school buses just for respect. But that's what tyrants end up doing. They just start war, start demanding. Every culture has demanded the firstborn be sacrificed to the emperor. The Aztecs, the Egyptians, the Druids, the control freaks that get in power. In every culture, the weirdest, sickest people end up getting in power. Because once you get corruption, the worst go to the top. And they just always demand, oh, what could I have? I want your firstborn son chopped open for me. And that's what it'll become. I mean, maybe we'll have to take our newborn babies out so cops can take, or bureaucrats can take like a, you know, heavy iron golf club and just like tee them up and just whack their heads off or something. And then everybody salutes. Thank you for doing that and all you do. Thank you. I mean, from a archaeological, anthropological viewpoint, that's where this will go. I mean, they kill us with tasers all the time. They're up in the power. Oh, these don't kill you enough of the time because it's the kind of little unwritten rule. Hey, it's like Russian roulette. A lot of times you're going to die. Oh, you didn't answer my question? Bzz. Oh, you didn't give a urine sample? Bzz. Torture. Torture. And I mean, look, the real tough guys, I mean, you know what the Army report says, rape children in front of their parents. This is who runs things. That's why I point that out. This is what they demand. We're going to go to break. I promise, come right back to your calls. But again, I support the police officers. I think they're doing a wonderful job in places like New York where they just shoot whole crowds of people. I mean, folks, the police in New York now literally are, if they were in a joke satire, like Idiocracy, where the cops all weigh 500 pounds and can't talk, that's New York. They wear their caps sideways. They smoke cigars and they waddle around and, hey, you're looking good, Toots. Hey, watch your mouth, punk. Sir, I see it all the time. People from the South and stuff. Sir, do you know where the major station is? Do I look like a phone book to you, punk? Get up against the wall. I'm gonna frisk yous. That, by the way, the average New Yorker I found to be actually pretty nice. It's the bureaucrats. Land of the coward, home of the slave. What you see in New York is the rest of the country. Big, huge, fat, bully gang members with hats on sideways with their bellies hanging out, going, this is our city now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, we have got dozens and dozens and dozens of big stations looking at picking the show up since Michael Savage went on hiatus. We already had a bunch of them picking us up, but these are like 50,000 waters and stuff, AMs and FMs in big cities and small towns. And this is exciting. I'm telling you, man, this God is really coming through to get the word out. What a responsibility, too. I mean, man, I tell you. All right. Thank you for joining us here now in the second hour. And we're going to be getting into why are military police now running checkpoints all over the country in places like South Carolina. CNN says $4 gas. Get used to it. Obama, will he launch an October surprise? Sarah Palin and ABC News separately think so. That's just some of what we've got. And Costa Rica set to ban hunting. Why is that important for us here? Stuff like that is all coming up, but we've got a lot of callers here on the line. I appreciate everybody being patient. We'll first go to Chris, Nick, Sean, Chad, and then Daniel. Chris in Georgia, thank you for calling today. You're on the air.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener, and I've got on the show several times before. I guess I have a suggestion of a very minor criticism of sorts. But first, let me say, ask you not to be overly modest when I suggest that every day when I listen to your show, I'm totally blown away, and it's the most amazing phenomenon. I have a feeling that there are a lot of people like me that listen to your show that are kind of wondering why we're not getting more done and we're not as productive as you. I wish we could do a show, maybe an hour of the whole show, where you don't talk about Syria, you don't talk about what the bad guys are doing to us, but we talk about what we are doing to us. Techniques of activism, how do we work together? And it's mostly because we Americans are not really built with the gene for organization. We're not the French, we're not the Polish. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts put it very well. You know, he said, yeah, people are waking up, but we're atomized. So can you imagine one of your shows, an entire show or an hour, where you just take callers that talk about what they're doing in their neighborhood, how they talk to people, that kind of thing?
No, that's a great idea, and I want the folks in there. One reason the show's really good is there's nobody telling me what to say and program directors and consultants, but it's also bad because they're not there, because then I'm just all over the map, and then I say, hey, tell me to do this later, and they really don't because they're not my boss or my peer, you know what I mean? And they're my crew, and they're smart guys, but I've talked about that. We should talk about and do shows where we talk about activism and what's successful in your area, but listen, here's the deal. When we get up here on the air and we expose GMO as in major studies killing people, it wakes people up. It gets people thinking to try to avoid GMO. When we talk about how the inserts on vaccines admit they can give you epilepsy or give you Guillain-Barré or give you so many other disorders, people actually then go get the insert and go, wow, this is bad. It does have these things, Alex, you know, said in them, like mercury. So that's an issue. When we expose that Al-Qaeda is run by the bankers that run this country as a pretext to scare us into submission, when we do that, then people learn what a fraud it is that the TSA wants to put them in a microwave oven or stick their hands down your pants. So really discrediting the establishment and exposing them, that's really where it's all at. It's taken me 17 years to get to this point.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
President of the United States. But even if somebody like Gary Johnson or Ron Paul got in, they wouldn't be able to control the courts that have been stacked by globalist operatives. They wouldn't be able to control the Democratic and Republican parties that have been bought and paid for by offshore banks that brag in hundreds and hundreds of mainstream news publications that they've conquered the United States. Just type into a search engine, banks have conquered Europe, banks have conquered America, and you'll see them bragging on television. You'll see CNBC bragging that the Federal Reserve's conquered America and that it's foreign owned and that we're slaves, feudal slaves to a global government. But then the police training manuals say it doesn't exist. And who writes those training manuals? So-called public watchdog groups like the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, financed openly by the foreign banks. So that's the issue here. We are taking your phone calls on this open line Friday. We have a bunch of key articles up at Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. We'll be getting into Simi Valley pedophiles claim Halloween ordinance violates their civil rights. Congress presses TSA to crack down on insider threats from its own employees, who are being convicted almost every day of robbing people and admitting that some of them steal up to $1 million apiece, and that, quote, we all do it and it's addicting. And, well, you know what's going on. Also, forget geoengineering. That's manipulating the planet's weather. Professor calls for human engineering to save the Earth. Well, yeah, the globalists are calling for that. And through the vaccines, changing our bodies. The myth of overpopulation forces mass sterilizations in developing nations. Another big article on that. Iran attack, 80,000 casualties from exposure to radiation. Major university study in Utah shows. And the secretary, former Secretary of Defense, Gates, says it will be a, quote, catastrophe if Iran is attacked. Now, does that mean that Gates is a fan of the mullahs in Iran? No, but he knows, and the Joint Chiefs know, and have said they don't want it, that it will lead to a giant war that most analysts say will probably lead to a larger regional war that could lead to World War III. And now Turkey, with a bigger standing army than Israel, they don't have the big nuke stockpile, even though the word is they've got a few NATO-based ones there. They've got a giant conventional military. And now Syria is saying, we did not send a lone mortar into a town across the border. Why would we do that? But here's the telltale, it's a false flag. Turkey is announcing yesterday that Syria admitted they did it with no proof. So that's your false flag. That's your Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. That's your pretext type event. And they need to bring down Syria before they can attack Iran. And we've played all these different clips of top neocons and others on C-SPAN. But cue that back up for later after calls, saying, hey, let's just stage something like the Gulf of Tonkin or the USS Maine or you know these other events we've staged to get this war going. So you've got non-military bureaucrats and Israel lobby people on the right wing, who aren't even really right wing, saying, let's have a false flag on C-SPAN. Let's stage something. And ABC News ran 3 days ago the headline that there may be an October surprise military false flag by Obama. False flags are real. Hitler did it to become a dictator in 33, firebombing his own Reichstag, their own capital, then to attack Poland. Our history books say, oh, Hitler just attacked Poland in 1939. Well, yeah, under Operation Himmler, that was staged terror attacks on the Polish border, blaming dead U.S., dead German troops who never really got killed. They would kill Polish prisoners that they, you know, Poles they'd arrested, Polish nationals they'd arrested in Germany, and they would dress them up in Polish uniforms and shoot them, and dress them up in German uniforms and shoot them, and blow up a radio station. They blew up a German military radio station at Gliwice as part of Operation Himmler. And this is in the mainline big history books. It's just not on History Channel. Go look it up. So this is what certain elements inside the government and outside are saying. Let's stage something so the U.S. military has to go to war. That sounds pretty darn illegal to me. I mean, I'll guarantee you. As a talk show host with millions of listeners, if I called a political conference and I got up on the stage and said, well, our government staged stuff before, we need to stage something again and start the war, I would have the FBI show up at my office, and I should. I'd probably get arrested. Because they're talking about killing U.S. troops. Remember what Cy Hirsch at the New Yorker magazine reported 4 years ago? When I guess he thought he was safe because Bush was leaving office, that high-level administration officials were able to stop and convince Bush not to listen to Cheney. They wanted to have Navy SEALs attack one of our own ships in a fake Iranian blue PT boat as a pretext to go to war then. And that was when Admiral Fox Fallon resigned and blew the whistle about that. He didn't go all the way. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I promised I'd go to your calls. It's open calls today. There's just so much to talk about here. We're going to be getting into the economy, $4 gas, what's behind that, dollar devaluation, and so much more. But I'm going to try to hurry now through your calls, and I appreciate people holding and being patient. A KOMY 1340 AM listener in California. That's one of the sister stations to our other station there in that area. And KSCO. Good to have you on with us, Nick.
Alex, thank you.
Welcome.
I like to be your West Coast connection for you. I doubt if you have a segment for me now, but maybe I'll just not waste so much time and go right to it.
Okay.
I like to see the UC Davis officer that was just. Did you see the ruling on UC Davis this past week?
Yeah, they paid him $30,000 per student for him spraying peacefully. Protesting students that wanted to just sit on the sidewalk there at the university, and it's just despicable to see that type of activity against the First Amendment.
Sir, to be your poster child, he is the son of Sif. I mean, he those people have to be chained to stay near him, and he's flaunting going against his own rule. You could see his butt rash face.
No, I hear you, sir. I appreciate your call. It's just despicable. Look, I don't hate police. I have a lot of family that are police. I have friends that are police. I don't like police being turned into total and complete thugs. That's my problem. That's my issue. I mean, everybody knows North Korean police are bad. Everybody knows that Chinese police are bad. Everybody knows that Mexican police are famously corrupt and bad. I've been shaken down by them repeatedly. I won't go to Mexico because of it. Even in the tourist areas now, they're thugs. Before, you know, you just didn't go to the rest of Mexico. Everybody knows in tyrannies, which are most countries, the police are horrible criminals. I don't want our police to turn into that. And the federal government, run by foreign banks, is trying to do that. And I see footage all over the country where you'll have peaceful people videotaping police beating peaceful protesters, and the cops will march, in one video I saw it in Maryland, 200 yards and beat the camera guy for his First Amendment, and then they took him to jail for filming them, calling it wiretapping. And they found a kept jury to actually convict the guy. I mean, that's not a free country. Cops beat you up because you're 200 yards away. They weren't interfering with them beating the peaceful protesters, which they probably should have under law. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble here. The government wants thugs. They're encouraging thugism. A lot of police departments have resisted it. But we need to turn this around. I mean, you know, we're on the radio in Chicago. People in Chicago are great. I've got family that lives up in Chicago. My cousin Buckley lives up there. Great guy. And I hope his soon-to-be fiancée, she's such a sweet girl, such a sweet lady. And I mean, I've been up there before just on the street with a little camera videotaping when I was just up there visiting. And two cops walked over and they said, turn your camera off. And they were plain clothes. And I was kind of in tourist mode. So I put it down and I said, why? And he goes, I said, you can't film. And I said, well, is there a law against it? And the cops looked at me and they said, look, if you turn it back on, we're going to hurt you. And I just realized they wanted to hurt somebody. They wanted to, it was mafia, basically. And I was like, wow. Wow. I mean, I could tell they were serious, too. And so I just said, all right, well, wow, this is really a free city. I won't, you know, that ain't America, okay? I've had Austin police come over and say, don't videotape. And you know, then I say, well, you'll have to arrest me because I know Austin's lost lawsuits. I also knew Chicago is so corrupt. The system is so established to do whatever it wants that they would have gotten away with it. Probably. I talked to the late, great Aaron Russo when he was bringing Led Zeppelin for the first time to the U.S. there to Chicago. And they'd been paying the cops off to even be able to have his place for a year with the Electric Theater. And they came by, beat him up, and said, we're just taking it over ourselves. And they took over his place and ran it for themselves. They beat him up real bad for no reason. They just... Okay, straight back to your phone calls. Coming up, I'm going to break down the fact that QE Unlimited is devaluing the dollar and what that's going to spell for our economy. It spells disaster, quite frankly, if this continues. But right now, let's go to Sean in California, then Chad, Eric, and others. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Sean in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's a great honor to speak with you. I'm a first-time caller.
Well, please don't. Anyway, you don't have to thank me. I want to thank you for calling. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, you're doing something right if you've been able to wake up a hardline Democrat as myself. You know, I used to work in Congress and was the president of a college club at my university, and you've totally woken me up to reality. So,
thank you, sir. That's exciting. Go ahead.
So I was having a conversation with my girlfriend this morning about, you know, what's going on in California with the gas prices. And I read that, you know, it's a clash between business and government as usual. And, you know, they're saying that the companies are not investing in California anymore because of all the regulation. And, you know, you have the old pipes and all the problems. And then switching from the summer to winter blend, it's just kind of creating a perfect storm. But, you know, what does the companies have to the consumer? You know, is there, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, who's really at fault, because these are the same companies that we have also found have been very corrupt as well, killing people overseas. So, I mean, I know they're all in bed with each other at the end of the day as well. So I just want to know what your thoughts were on that.
Well, it's a great question, and I was actually going to cover that later after I took more calls, but I'm glad you raised it now, so I'll give people kind of a forte into what we're going to be getting into later. Here's the CNN headline, $4 gas, get used to it, but not just in California, they say, all over the country. It's actually a Fortune magazine article run by CNN. Look, it's a perfect storm or a cocktail of events. Number one, the world reserve currency is the dollar. And 90%+ of all oil and gas is traded and bought worldwide in the dollar. Not the euro, not the yuan, not the yen, not the Mexican peso. In the dollar. So the dollar, since they announced 3 weeks ago, QE Unlimited, I was just mentioning this, when the dollar went down 4 years ago, did gas prices go up? Yes. Then they backed off QE for a couple years. The dollar went back up, so gas prices went down a little. So the main thing is dollar devaluation. Next, once they know fuel's going to go up, once QE starts, the speculators come in. But the media likes to blame the speculators. And speculators do a lot of bad stuff. I'm not saying they're good. The globalists use speculating to keep gold and silver down, and they always have the inside knowledge, so it's a lot of insider trading. I'm not defending speculators. It's just speculators come after. It's like buzzards come after the deer gets run over in the highway. They don't come when the deer is alive. You know, a fish starts rotting once it's dead. Once the dollar starts going down, it's been plunging, if you look, the last 3 weeks since QE3 was announced. That's why gold has gone up. All major commodities go up. Gold, silver, rare earth minerals, corn, soybeans, wheat, any commodity staple, pork bellies, beef, poultry, all commodities. The commodity is something you got to have. And people say, well, I don't have to have gold. Really, gold's used in electronics, you name it. They all go up. Okay. And so that's basically it. The dollar being devalued, QE Unlimited, is a tax on the consumer, and it hurts the poor and the fixed income the most in small businesses. That's why QE is so horrible, but they're hailing it as a way to get the economy going. It's inflation. But then you add that California has all these regulations and all this harassment, that there hasn't been a new refinery built in 30-plus years. And I was talking to a refinery engineer just 2 weeks ago, went hunting with him. We were getting ready for hunting. We were down there in the woods, riding around on four-wheelers, not really hunting anything. We shot one wild hog. But the point is that really it's a bunch of beer drinking going on. I wasn't really imbibing in that. But I was having like that 2.5% super low calorie Budweiser Select. I did drink a few of them. The point is, want to be technical, I don't consider that beer. And he was going, no, you're right. And, you know, no new refinery in 30 years. But I went one further and pulled it up on my iPhone and showed him, and he was shocked because he's a senior engineer, that the AP had reported 10 years ago or 11 years ago that the big oil companies got together in the mid-90s. They got the minutes of the meetings and colluded to blame the environmentalists for not having new refineries. The truth is, they don't want new refineries as a bottleneck to keep prices high.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with your phone calls here, the caller brought up again the big question, the big issue. Why are gas prices exploding? Every time they devalue the dollar, oil goes up because it takes more dollars to buy the oil. It's very, very simple. Anybody that used to go to Mexico back when the dollar was still worth a lot remembers that you could go down there for $100 and spend 3 or 4 days and get your hotel, your food, drinks, maybe souvenirs. Now you blow $100 in an hour in Mexico because the pesos come up a lot of ways towards the dollar. It's not really that the peso came up, it's that the dollar went down. But see, there's another byproduct of this. The U.S. stock markets, because the dollar is the world reserve currency, even though a lot of it is internationally invested, when the dollar goes down, it takes more dollars to buy oil. It also takes more dollars to buy those stocks. So a stock market at 12,000 is not what a stock market would have been at 12,000 in the Dow Jones Industrials in 1970. That would have been valued a lot higher. So it creates that illusion for people to say, oh, my stocks are up. And these are all oversimplifications. But yes, regulation has to do with it. Taxes has to do with it in California. California harasses the refineries that are left. The bureaucrats fine and fee them. And so the oil companies are like, okay, we just won't really do a lot of business in your state. You can pay even more than most people. And Californians, those that understand what's happening, love the state. It's a beautiful state. Physically, it has good people in it in many areas. But it's also got a lot of dependent people down in Southern California, Los Angeles and San Francisco, that they don't care what the government does. Government is God. Government can do no wrong. And they like Agenda 21. I mean, when you're in a Whole Foods in California, there's magazines everywhere saying, it's good that we have austerity. That'll make our carbon footprint go down. And so they all want to get people out of cars. They don't understand the whole civilization's based on that and set up on that. So you can't just go to this compact city model they want. But, hey, you're not going to get in the way of what they want. California is just falling apart. And as they raise taxes, revenues go down. That's what they want. Because the state's meant to go bankrupt so the feds can bail it out. And the federal government goes bankrupt and the bankers bail us out with fiat made up money. That's how you conquer us. Okay, I said I'd go back to your calls. It's just that he brought up what I was going to get to later. A new UN report says the massive bets placed on the commodities markets in oil and gas prices, and that's not about to change. So you read CNN, it's just more disinformation. They always say it's the speculators. Let me explain this again. If I'm a speculator and you're placing bets whether something's going to go up or down and you're buying that commodity out there, and so you know that, okay, they announced QE Unlimited, $85 billion a month to private banks. They're going to have big profits. That's going to drive inflation. That's devaluing the currency. And now that's going to make oil prices go up. Gee, we'll go in with contracts that reflect that, knowing it's going to go up. We're going to buy it now so that when it goes up, we make a profit. And because they know it's going to go up, so that's a profit right there. And they go, oh, you horrible speculators. It's just terrible what you've done. When they never target the real speculators, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and others going in with naked shorting and betting with paper gold and paper silver that it's going to go down, and then the market sees that and artificially drives it down. But you look at the long term, they can't keep it down. It's like a beach ball underwater. So if you look at a 12-year graph, $300 or less to 2,000. And we've been in a dip down to 15-something. Now it's back to right up at 18. So that's why I'm betting on gold and silver going up. And in the last 12 years, if you went off my logic, you made a lot of money. Does it mean they can't pull out all the stops and crash the whole economy and send gold down by $1,000? They probably could do that. Not saying that's going to happen, but it could go right back up and will. Because the currencies are being devalued. And when these currencies finally go belly up completely, the dollar's lost, what, 98% of its value since 1913? But that's been long and gradual. That last few percentage points that we think of as a dollar could rapidly erode in just a matter of months. I'm not saying in a matter of months it's going to happen. I'm saying it's devaluing right now. at a medium speed, but it could accelerate. And if it ever goes Weimar Republic or Zimbabwe, or if it ever goes, you know, the Argentine model, if it ever devalues really bad and you get, you know, where $1,000 can't buy a loaf of bread, well, I mean, gold will be $1 million an ounce, and I'm not saying that's going to happen. But it's probably going to get real bad where I think gold will probably, the way things are going, I don't know, a couple of years, probably be $3,000 an ounce. By the way, I hope that that is not the case. I hope gold isn't $3,000, because if it does do that, it means they've really devalued the dollar down to almost nothing. By the way, they found an article about 98% loss in the dollar value since 1913 with a truth-o-meter. Let's see what that site says. Because I've talked to Ron Paul. I've talked to economists. They say it's 98. I've seen the numbers. Everybody knows you could go, you know, with a dime in 1913 and buy lunch. Can you buy? No, it takes $10 to buy lunch now pretty much anywhere. And that's more than a 98%. Since the Fed was created in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. Virginia Tea Party says dollar has lost 98%. And the truth-o-meter, who is this giving us the truth-o-meter? I love how the Richmond Times-Dispatch, I love how the old newspapers that nobody reads now, always, you know, they determine reality. And they say it's half true. Really, I mean, a number 98%, how is that half true? No, the dollar's lost about 98%. I've seen the numbers, the actuaries. I'm not going to burn all our time. Go look it up for yourself. The dollar's lost a lot of its value. Put that back up for me. I want to read that because I love the wild card of the crew, you know, throwing stuff up because they know whatever I say, they just go check it. And about 99% of the time, it's accurate. Unfortunately, I wish I was wrong more often because I wish I wasn't right about all this. I mean, I don't want to be. I'm not happy that I told you gold was going to go up when it was 300 and it did. Because the reason it went up is because I'm right, and I'm right. If my prognosis is right, we're up the creek. In a pointed letter to Virginia's congressional delegation, the Virginia Tea Party Patriot Federation recently called for an audit of the Federal Reserve System, blaming the bank for pushing the nation further into debt and devaluing the dollar. And then they go on to break it down and basically admit it's been devalued by 98%, but that it's not the Fed's fault. That's the lie. Oh, I see. It has been devalued by 98%, but the Fed's not to blame. Talk of, no, they just run monetary policy, and it's a front group for six private banks. I mean, just, you know, they can only get away with this because people are ignorant. They can only get away with this. You could buy lunch in 1913 for a dime. You could buy a Reuben sandwich, a glass of milk, and some potato chips and get a mint when you're walking out the door for a stinking dime. By the 50s, you know, it might have cost you 50 cents, 75 cents a dollar. What's it cost you now? 10 bucks? 98% devaluation. Let's go ahead and talk to Chad in Colorado. Thanks for holding, Chad. You're on the air.
Yeah, no problem. I'm kind of freaking out, Alex. I've got three extremely important things to get through, and I know that we're burning up a lot of time here.
No, go ahead. I'll shut up.
Okay, one of them just happened this morning. Living here on the Front Range is pretty interesting because of all the military stuff that happens, but my wife was driving to work this morning, and she said that there was a huge motorcade surrounded by Secret Service vehicles that were all marked with sirens on and so forth, pushing through rush hour traffic in the morning with a hearse in the middle of it and a van just behind the hearse with what she said appeared to be about 8 or 10 young cadets, like 18 to 20-year-old cadets. So no idea who it was for, but I haven't seen anything on the news today at all that gives me any indication of what that was about. And also, I actually work for a company that we supply a lot of stuff to the military, and so we have a lot of contact with other companies that do the same thing. And one of our competitors, the CEO recently said to my boss, something really strange is going on because we provide military refuelers to the Army, and instead of the orders coming through to be painted desert camo, they're all coming through to be painted green now. So not sure where they're going anymore, but
I know where they're going. They're going to Australia.
Okay. And there's one more thing. It also relates to information coming from the company that I work for is that I didn't know this until last week, but apparently Saudi Arabia has 6 military bases buried under the sand that can be ready to go within 24 hours.
Well, I know this. They've moved B-1 bombers and B-2 bombers in and around the Middle East. They don't move those B-1s that were already scheduled for retirement unless they're really getting ready for something all in. They've moved more ships, more carriers in. I've talked to Air Force officers, Army officers in person who say they've been told it's on. The problem is they always tell them, if there's a 50-50, there's going to be a war, they tell them it's on. But they've got them all ready, foregone conclusion, for all Hades to break loose, to have war with the Chinese and the Russians. They've got ships off the coast of China. They're massing armaments in, what's that big island up in the Indian Ocean? And then there's another island. There's another island right there. Yeah, there it is. Pentagon moving B-2 bombers to new roost closer to Baghdad. Yeah, that's from years ago, guys, that article you put up there. See that? 2002. That was before the war there. But I think that's an instructive article. But, again, if you're a radio listener, the crew's always throwing articles up as I talk on screen. But we're seeing the same movements we saw pre-1990, 91, Desert Storm, Desert Shield. We're seeing the same thing we saw pre-2002. We're seeing it again right now. But again, we're all waiting for this big giant bombardment, shock and awe, when the liquor stores all sell out and the pizza places all sell out, like Christmas, New Year's, and Thanksgiving all combined. I mean, Americans, it's now a spectator sport to like watch buildings blow up. Whereas anybody who's actually been in war gets physically sick watching, and only sickos would get off on this. It's very, very sad. I see beautiful women all the time now with tattoos of zombies and baby zombies and dead babies tattooed on them. I mean, it's just a culture begging to be run over and destroyed. But I'm ranting, sir. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, there's one last thing. So many callers that I hear call up and say, you know, what are you doing? What are other people doing? Well, the thing that I'm doing is to get everybody aware is I just test the waters with them really, really lightly and say, oh, yeah, you know, I'll bring up GMO or I'll bring up, you know, I think something's going to happen this fall and just sort of test and see what their reaction is. And I'm very happy to report that a lot of people that I know are awake, but they just kind of keep it to themselves until you really start to drag it out of them. And then it's just, I have this small community of other like-minded people building around me just because I test the waters a little bit just to see what their reaction is.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for caring about humanity and being involved. Good to hear from you. We're going to go to more calls here, but just briefly, I guess this really is a form of plugging here or pitching something, but really it's because it works. When you get an InfoWars.com shirt. We've got, I don't know, more than 50 different variants of pro-Second Amendment, anti-tyranny shirts, Liberty or Death shirts, camo shirts, InfoWars.com, camo hats, in the TSA shirts. I mean, it's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to meet like-minded people, wear an InfoWars.com shirt. I mean, it's like, you know, being part of a motorcycle gang or something, but we're good guys. Come and take it, pro-Second Amendment shirts. I mean, it's all up there at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the classic retro shirt that just says InfoWars.com on it. The most popular is Liberty or Death. Don't Tread on Me. Red shirt, black and red. Anti-fluoride shirts. Legalized Freedom shirts. We've got a football-style jersey shirt. I mean, we got so much there. You know, evil stuff like Defend Freedom. We have anti-socialism shirts showing a guy with a gun to somebody's head, taking their money, saying socialism. I mean, just a lot of evil pro-America type stuff up there on the website. You know, stuff you might hear founding fathers being into. The Answer, 1904, 1776, one of my favorites, Tyranny Response Team classic. We've been selling for about 13 years. It's all up there on the site, and that's really it. I mean, Congress has a 9% to 11% approval rating, depending on which poll. I mean, we're winning. But now we've got to get the majority of us that know what's going on to get aggressive and stop complying with the tyranny. We've got to have good cops stand up. We've got to have good politicians stand up and be statesmen. We've got to have people defend freedom or we'll lose it. And that's starting to happen. People out there saying, you know, nobody's awake, I don't think you're talking to the right people. And just get organized, pick an issue, and fight for that issue. Whether it's pro-gun, anti-fluoridation, anti-GMO, anti-globalization, or your local police are ordered to give illegal aliens a get-out-of-jail-free card, expose that. I mean, you know, just call for true, you know, level playing field. And speak out about what's happening and exercise your rights or lose them. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, because the implosion is basically incontrovertible now. I don't think we're going to turn this around at this stage. So things are going to get a lot worse. The globalists are going to try to use the crisis to bring in real tyranny, hot tyranny, as the solution. So it is imperative that those of us that know what's going on, you know, that know where our state capital is, that know the three branches of government, who know what the Federal Reserve is, who know this stuff, that, you know, we're the extremist because we know how to tie our shoelaces. I mean, of course, if you're not dumbed down, you're the enemy. It's up to us to understand we've got a takeover happening, a global corporate anti-freedom monopoly capitalist system that's the opposite of the free market capitalism. And it uses socialism to control people. And we've got to aggressively get in the face of this tyranny. So many people say, you know, they're successful by being easy about it with people. I found hit people upside the head with a 2x4. I mean, I don't have time. It's like the neighborhood's on fire. I'm driving down the road, honking my horn, saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, Paul Revere stuff. I mean, was Paul Revere polite about this? No, he was like, they're coming, to arms, to arms. Well, today, the arms are the info war. Get out there, ring the alarm bells now. Okay, we're continuing with phone calls. I want to get into a wide spectrum news I haven't covered yet on politics, science and technology, and world news, as well as the end of Posse Comitatus. And people are like, hey, what's wrong with having armed regular army on the streets? I mean, Guatemala, Mexico, Nigeria, North Korea, Communist China, Nazi Germany had them. I mean, it's good to have troops on the streets. I mean, that's a free country. Of course, it's not. And now they're not even calling them drills. Oh, I'm getting reports confirmed in mainstream news all over the country of regular Army, Marines, MPs from the Air Force. Well, I've run into it before without even being out on assignment. And they are now searching people. I mean, it's martial law, just in slow motion. But they don't call it martial law. It's like all these wars. They don't call them wars. They don't call this a depression we're going into. They say it's not even a recession. And they're just everywhere. They're rolling out in South Carolina, not for a hurricane. They're just there with the police saying, oh, we're the army. We're just here. I'm going to set a checkpoint up. It's totally illegal to have cops doing it, much less the army. And you got to ask, why have they had this long-term program to get us ready for this? Well, the army manuals say they're going to confiscate guns and put people in re-education centers that don't like big government. In the new Army manual that Wired magazine covered Monday, not InfoWars, if people don't trust the government, we're going to arrest them. I mean, the government's evil, folks, right there. That's Nazi Germany type stuff. And you're like, well, why are you speaking out? They may get you. If we cow to this, they win. The military is starting to wake up. Think how crazy this is, though. The globalists know that once the military people are out, they really wake up. So they say the number one threat is veterans. Returning combat veterans are the number one terrorist. And then they've got the army preparing to fight themselves. Because the globalists run al-Qaeda. That was just the excuse to get this police state going. Now they say it's for the American people. It's for anti-New World Order people and returning veterans, because they know the veterans are anti-New World Order. They know the veterans listen to this show. It's good that I'm not apt to power trips. Instead of that giving me a power trip, it scares the daylights out of me. Not because I'm scared of getting killed. I do not feel worthy to be here, the number one talk show to the military, hands down. I don't even know, I mean, how to even deal with this, because I know I do an okay job, but still I should do an incredible job with the amount of power God has given me. It looks like we're set to get 30, 40, maybe 50 new affiliates in the next month. I mean, the show is just exploding right now. And I'm just babbling incoherently. I said I'd go to your calls, and I just burned this segment. We'll go to break, and I promise I'll do 30 minutes of your calls ahead of Aaron's special report on GMOs. And again, I like Whole Foods. I think they're the best of the organic food stores that are big. There's some smaller ones that are better individually. I don't want to attack Whole Foods, but they try to bully the First Amendment. They tried to come out. We were on a city street and say you can't be here until we told the people we know this is a city sidewalk. And then they sent out their head person, the head national person, because they're based here in Austin, is on video. And obviously listens to the show because she was responding to all the points. And look, you know, I don't like the fact that Whole Foods is shutting down videos of people that go inside and talk to their employees and show their employees telling people there's no GMO. And then we can't get the stuff labeled. We're just illustrating this. You know, if it's GMO, tell us it's GMO. But it's a big report coming up, you know, I just go after people that are bullying folks. I mean, if you want to know what this show stands for, we're against government and corporate bullying, and we're for freedom, and we're for the family, and we're for truth and justice and the American way.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, another hour. Let's go right to your calls ahead of a special report on GMOs lurking and taking over different Whole Foods facilities, not to mention just the Whole Foods company, but other organic chains. Let's talk to Jeff, Joe, Tony, Nelson, Richard, and others. Jeff in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. You've woke me up about fluoride here recently, and I've actually been looking around at some of the local stores for some natural toothpastes, and most of the ones I seem to find that are fluoride-free are stocked full of other chemicals. And I was wondering if you had any suggestions of possibly where I could look, or maybe even you could look to, you know, start selling some as well.
Sure. I only missed about 5 seconds of what you said. I have an earpiece, and it's always unplugging down here because I don't wear headphones because it's a TV show as well as radio. And I missed just the first part of what you said because my thing popped out.
Yeah, you woke me up about the fluoride here recently.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for a suggestion on where we could find some good fluoride-free toothpaste that aren't stocked full.
Sure. Let me answer that question. We sell the best gravity-fed stainless steel filters out there, and they also have the lowest price, ProPure. I went and shopped, tested them, found them, used it for a year before I even started selling them a year and a half ago. Even those, you have to, if you buy the fluoride filter, it only reduces it by 90% or so because fluoride is so tiny and gets through everything. It's kind of like carbon monoxide as a gas. I mean, fluoride's not a gas, but my point is it just will go through any filter. Separately with the toothpaste, I just want to point out water is where you really get most of it. Toothpaste is highly concentrated, though. And even Walgreens and CVS's, because people have asked it to be stocked so long, the CVS where I shop by my house has now pulled the fluoride for babies. The manager said, yeah, we're pulling it all over the company because nobody buys it. But I did see your YouTube, and I know you shot in here. And I didn't believe you that the American Medical Association says children shouldn't drink fluoride water, but it was true. But you're not allowed to film in here. Well, yeah, I am. I'm a consumer. I'm going to show this. But anyway, side issue. They have it. But some areas of the country I travel to and I walk into a place, they don't have it. Generally, you need to search engine a health food store in your area and they will have it. Or you can buy organic toothpaste online. Tom's of Maine is the biggest seller. They have fluoride toothpaste as well. You've got to get it with no fluoride. There are a bunch of other companies I use that are just awesome. And I just never, but I've got, I use like four or five different types. I brush with different ones every day. I have this theory that it'll give me, you know, different types of minerals and vitamins that are in it to make sure my teeth are the cleanest. And I don't have one filling, folks. So chalk it up to that. Out there on my little desk table, I actually have a toothpaste, a fluoride free. Will you run that into me? And I also have some natural deodorants. Bring those in. They're not sponsors, but I'll show you some of these here at the end of this this segment that I use if they're able to get them in here in time. But anything else?
Yes, I was wondering if you're going to get Lindsay Williams on. I haven't heard from him on your show recently, and I was wondering if he's still around.
Yes. In fact, I wanted to get him on because he was on about 6-8 months ago and predicted that within a year you'd see the start of the QE and the gas prices going up. So let's get Lindsay Williams on next week if he can do it. Yeah, here's Kiss My Face Triple Action Natural Aloe Vera Whitening. I know it's out on the table because I just bought this a few days ago because my other tube in my office bathroom is almost out. It has xylitol, olive leaf extract, CoQ10, tea tree oil, cool mint freshness, and it's got a bunch of stuff in it, and some of them have like silica and things to, you know, a potassium sorbate. It's all organic. It's got copper complex. This is one of my favorite brands right here. Not a sponsor, they should be. Liquid Rock paraben-free deodorant, that's really good. And I love Jason's aloe vera deodorant. These are really good since you asked.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, we're here. Blasting out worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. And streaming video of the syndicated radio transmission via PrisonPlanet.tv. And don't forget, you can also go to InfoWarsNews.com. We are continuing with your phone calls, and I'm noticing callers are calling in, bringing up, why are gas prices going up? Well, that's because the dollar's been devalued, and then speculators know that that's going to drive up crude, so they make bets, driving up the price even more. And the oil companies, on record, these aren't opinions, these are facts. AP sued 12 years ago, got the documents, that back in the mid-90s, they bought up all the little refineries and shut them down to create a bottleneck to ensure that they could control the price. So the oil companies are not innocent. Republican talk show hosts always act like oil companies are these perfect little angels, and then Democrats say they're the devil. The truth is the oil companies are diverse. They're not as diverse as coal, though, and that's why they're lobbying to shut down many of the coal power plants so that you then have to generate electricity with natural gas, which they tend to control more than the coal industry. And it's hurting poor people very, very badly. Just here in Austin, my power prices in the last 5 years have doubled. They shut down two city-owned power plants, just shut them down, which made the private plants make more money, and now they're shutting down the final city plant that has a private operator, and they say it's going to go up even more. And they say it's for the earth. No, it's for insiders now who will make more money off less plants. I don't know how people can figure this out. Under Agenda 21, they're going to put you in a tiny little box house and make you pay for a mansion. They're going to make you pay more for water, everything, while telling you that there's none of it around. And in most cases, they're just making it up. Okay, let's go back to your phone calls. Joe in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Mr. Jones. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening for about 8 months. I download and listen to your archives as well as your constituents, Dr. Ben Fuchs, Dr. Glidden, and Dr. Wallach. I love their shows and yours, too.
They're my constituents. I kind of like that.
I've been listening to your archive going back to 2003, trying to catch up on all the real issues. I'm awake now. You've opened my eyes to Agenda 21, chemtrails, GMOs, vaccines, our illegal president using a fake social security number and all that. I'm pretty opinionated on some things. I've got a very interesting history. My life story is pretty interesting, but I'm not going to tie up the time with that. I just want to put some views out there that I've come across, starting with some of the things like I might disagree with the statement, so I'll put that out. First of all, PTSD, I feel, is a hoax, a DOD scam. I also feel that cancer is not so much a virus as it is a body response to an acidic environment in the blood.
Well, let me just stop you, because it sounds like we totally agree, because you're saying I might disagree. PTSD is a real thing since, you know, I mean, every culture wrote about it from people that have been under too much stress too long. They called it shell shock in World War One, things like that. I mean, it's basically just collapsing or having a nervous breakdown. And then, but now they're trying to tell all the troops they have PTSD so they can then take their Second Amendment away by adjudicating them as mentally ill. They're now trying to say that opposition to corruption is a mental illness. So they're using psychiatry and psychology as a tyranny again, just as was done by every other authoritarian society. I mean, we've been down this road before. But going, you know, to your second point about cancer, yes, they've proven that the acidic environment is what makes the cancer grow easier. It's always a bunch of things. But much of cancer that's transmitted, like SV40 is a classic example, that the entire, they say 99% of the Indian population is infected with it. It's in the SIR systems there. It's in the SIR systems here. Because the polio shots had it in it, and it's a communicable cancer virus. You know, just like they admit human papillomavirus causes cancer in the cervix. So sure, I mean, just because the viruses are triggering it, they have to still grow in fertile ground that's acidic. So I agree with you.
I appreciate that, and I do agree to that extent. Also, the prison population, I hate to jump tracks here and make you...
Oh, I love it. I love it. All over the map.
Okay, I've got personal history with the law. I lived in Austin. I did a stint there in the TCCC. You know, I've dealt with Judge Jean Muir. She took my kids. You know,
oh, Judge Jean Muir. Yeah, what a creature.
Yeah. CPS actually went out of state and took my kids in Little Rock, Arkansas. So they don't appreciate the
boundaries. They take people's kids in Austin for being late to class three times. I actually have the newscast, and it's a fake court. They call them in and get the parents to sign their kids away. Now, one more absence, and they call that three being late to class, and you're going to juvenile hall. They just were like 8, 9, 10-year-olds. And then the parents sign an adjudication agreeing contractually, and it's not even a real court. I mean, they call it the absent assistance program. And we ended up in the court beating it, but they just brought it back later. I can't fight everything. It's just pure evil. Anyways, what else is on your mind, sir?
In ROTC, I think I swore to protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So it's in my heart. I love the Constitution. It's what makes this country great, but it's what makes this country. It's the blueprint for everything, and it's what gives everybody their jobs. Law enforcement,
everything, everything. That's where the statutory authority flows from, because it's we the people. I appreciate your call. Great points. Really good caller there. I like callers that bring up a shotgun approach of different things, because it's all interconnected. Let's talk to Nelson in Georgia. Nelson, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
It's time to cut the head off the snake. We know who the enemy is. We know it's the pharma, Big Agra. We know it's the bankers. We know it's the Rothschild family, the Rockefeller family. It's time for our military to stand up and go after the enemy. It's time for a coup. That's the only way we're going to get out of this, is to take these people out. And once you start going after bullies, the bullies run, because that's all they are, is bullies.
Well, I'll say this. The problem is these bullies have been so smart, they've institutionalized and built the whole system, tying it into them where it's too big to fail. Now I agree that's a lie, because if it continues to go along this path, it's meant to totally collapse us into a greater tyranny under them. But they've got their minions, their operatives, their people that make money and get power out of the system. And so the military leadership is not going to want to get rid of the system and restore the republic, because they're like domesticated animals. a domesticated dog doesn't know how to go out, some lap dog, and find its food if it's dumped out in the wilderness. So we've been corrupt so long that a coup, generally, that's why coups in Latin America and Africa and Asia usually get worse more times than not, because then it really accelerates, and then the coup arrests a bunch of the criminals. Everybody's like, yay! But then there were criminals behind those criminals, like shark teeth, and so it actually degenerates. We need a cultural revolution to take a word from Mao Zedong, but turn it around towards liberty, 1776 worldwide, and identify collectivism and all the things that allow this to grow. You know, the atmosphere in which it swims, the soil in which the plant can live, this tyranny. And so we've got to remove that, and we've got to each of us resist it and make decisions to resist it. If grand juries would start going after people like John Corzine and Ben Bernanke and all these insider traders, they're all committing crimes openly. They should go to prison. Our stinking government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. They should all be arrested. Hillary Clinton should be arrested. Obama should be arrested. All of them. The problem is that they have criminal boards under them where they get giant corporate and government boards to vote for something. So they all have plausible deniability, and they all have statements of fact designed to stop a prosecution. I mean, these people are lawyers, man. They're slick. Where the stated reasons for all their programs are one thing, they've just got key men in positions and women who know that it's really another. So it's all written up as one thing, but it really does another. And then there are manuals and books they've written where they admit that. So we can still prosecute them. I can put them in prison. If I could prosecute each one of them, and I had the law on my side, which I do, but the enforcers on my side, and it wasn't a nation of cowards by and large in so many respects, we could go and start arresting the big kingpins first, not start at the bottom. And then others would flip real fast, and you could roll them up. And I could sit there before each jury, because they all deserve jury trials, because if we take their jury trial, I lose mine. And I could guaranteed put all of them in prison. The problem is we wouldn't have enough prosecutors to get that done. I mean, it is a conundrum. I mean, it's we're in a deep, deep fix here, bud. I agree with you on that. I mean, a lot of people want to go with the March on Washington, the coup d'etat, stuff, and I just think it isn't going to fly. I mean, it might have flown if the Germans could have been successful, because their people were professional and dedicated. It could have flown. It flew with our founding fathers, but they had to fight a 7-year war or 6.5-year war. I mean, I just don't know if we've got the men that we've had in the past. And I'm sure there's men out there who are smarter than I am, harder working, tougher. I'm just telling you, I've looked at this from every angle. And I don't think America has the metal it once had. I mean, what do you think?
I speak to a lot of people. I pass out business cards that say 8 things everyone should know about the government. And everyone that I speak to, all business owners, all men that I speak to, are aware. Everyone's got pieces to this puzzle. You know, they notice their taxes are going up. And I guarantee you, everybody that's in the military, which we are the majority, the leaders are the minority. We are the majority, and our servicemen know that they were fighting unconstitutional wars, and they are sick of it.
I'll tell you what, I want to hear more from you. This is Nelson's laying it out here, and then we'll go to Chad listening on 770 AM WAIS. Aaron Dyke's coming up with a big special report on GMOs creeping into organic food stores nationwide and the bullying tactics to try to shut us down from reporting on it. We've talked to the organic spies that infiltrated and had their videos shut down. We've got some information on that. They may be on the show, but they don't want to use their names. I mean, how it's shocking to actually go in a store and show that it's got GMO everywhere. And again, GMO, organic means no pesticide and naturally grown. GMO, it's one thing if something inorganic. But when it's GMO, that means they've genetically modified it. And that means splicing things, and that's where the danger is. Okay, going back to caller that we were just speaking with. Nelson in Georgia real quick, then Chad in Ohio. Go ahead, Nelson, finish your point.
The point is, you know, we know who the criminals are. We know who the people are. Our military knows they're over there murdering innocent women and children. Stop following the unconstitutional orders. You know, if they tell you to do that, take them out. You're the ones in the planes. You're the ones in the helicopters. You're the ones with the guns.
Well, sir, here's the deal, and I appreciate your call. I don't think you're an operative or a provocateur calling in, but listen, I love how people always send me emails or I see comments saying, Alex, you need to call for violent overthrow. You need to go take people out. Why is it we need to go take people out? Look, listen, here's the deal. The globalist stage events to then blame it on the liberty movement because they want to get violence going. They've got a 9% approval rating. People are waking up to the private Federal Reserve. The globalists are in trouble, folks. Their precious Obama's been politically destroyed. And as things get worse, if we just keep putting the word out and exposing it, they're going to politically run out of steam. If they stage a false flag, everybody knows about false flags now, to the point of ABC News says the government may do one for Obama or Romney. I mean, we're forcing real issues. The military should be talking about, I thought we're fighting al-Qaeda. I thought all these wars were about fighting al-Qaeda. Why are we putting al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria? Why is Turkey shelling Syria to ship in al-Qaeda to open up a corridor for them? A giant war has already started, but we're waiting for them to tell us it's a war. We're waiting for them to tell us it's a depression. They say we're not in a recession, folks. I mean, come on. They say the unemployment went down by almost 2 points. Yeah, and Keebler elves are real. The tooth fairy's real. I mean, come on. Come on, just speak out and say, we know you're a fraud. Call the fraud, the emperor's new clothes. The three-year-old points and says, the emperor's naked. No one had the nerve to say it. Start calling it. Chad in Ohio, listening on 770 AM WAIS, one of our wonderful affiliates. Welcome, sir.
Hi, how are you doing, Alex? I'm a longtime fan of your program. And my third book is about some of the horrors of biotechnology. We had huge protests in Athens, Ohio, against the Ohio University's Biotech Center. And we uncovered some shocking revelations that I document very well, including the fact that Ohio University spliced human and pig genes together to make faster and more leaner pork.
No, I knew that. I knew that. You say you're an author. Have you sent us your books?
No, I'll do that.
Yeah, because we've only got about 2 minutes here. Tell me about your. They've spliced humans with cows, goats, pigs, insects. They grow them up to embryonic size. Some third world countries are bringing them all the way to term, and the general public doesn't know this.
And we become cannibals just by eating pork. But what I really want to talk to you about was my websites, repealthepatriotact.org. It's the Patriot Act that's really created this clandestine Gestapo government. They have a sneak and peek provision where they break into people's homes without a court order. And I caught one on video breaking into my apartment and robbing me, and I'm very low income. And you can see that video at chadkister.com, another one of my websites.
Well, sir, what's your name? Maybe we'll have you on as a guest. What's your name?
Chad Kister, K-I-S-T-E-R. I've got the website, chadkister.com, repealthepatriotact.org. I just recently updated.
No, you're right. Patriot Act is why the bank teller, the grocery store clerk, they're all spies now and asking you questions. That's to put you in databases. Even the Senate had a report 2 days ago admitting millions of Americans put on no-fly lists for no reason. Threat Fusion Center spying on bake sale churches. I mean it's a Stasi network, not for al-Qaeda they run, for us. And you're absolutely on target about that. Don't forget, we have an article about a special 48-hour broadcast I'm going to do October 18th and 19th and the incredible roster. It's InfoWars announces next phase in fight against globalists. Linked in red at the top of InfoWars.com. Aaron Dykes is coming up.
We are back at InfoWars.com, and we have a very special report for you. I'm so glad Alex gave me the time on the mic. We've been conducting this investigation for over a week now. Alex has put in his research. Our new reporter, Melissa Melton, has put in her research. Rob Dew and the other crew have all contributed, and what we found is astounding. It's a complete sellout of the organic movement. Now, for years, organizations like the Organic Consumers Association and others have warned that Whole Foods and other top big organic companies have been selling out the true organic movement, the true grass movements to resist GMOs and to fight back against Monsanto and the other giants trying to monopolize the world at the complete risk of everyone's health. They have done the studies. We've had the experts like Jeffrey M. Smith on the air to break down all the different rat studies, the mice studies, the long-term studies that show these GMOs are causing cancer, they're causing tumors, they're causing long-term sterility, they're causing general allergens, they're causing autoimmune responses. The list just goes on and on. This stuff is nightmarish, but our government has been bought out at the regulatory level, and they have literally put Monsanto lobbyists, Monsanto vice presidents, and on into the positions of power. Now, how does this relate to Whole Foods? Well, there's an investigative video last week which looked into the issue of, is Whole Foods selling genetically modified organisms? They denied that for a long time, and they've had their customers paying premiums for access to organic foods. They are the leading marketer of organic foods. They have more available than any other company. But at the same time, there's a deception because they're selling products that contain GMOs on their shelves. They're not labeled, and their customers are under the impression that everything is natural, everything's real, everything's good. And how does this happen? Well, we got to look back to the deal made in early 2001 over the deregulation of GE alfalfa. There's been a growing resistance against Monsanto and GMO foods. They know this, so they invited the biggest organic companies to the table. That includes, according to reports from Organic Consumers Association, Whole Foods, Stonyfield, the yogurt company, and other top companies, and they cut a deal. The word is they were at the table with Monsanto. They were definitely at the table with the Secretary of Agriculture, who is Tom Vilsack, who's been the best friend of Monsanto and biotech in general ever since his days as Iowa's governor. And they are now political buddies. We followed the donations. They give their money to the biotech sellouts while they tell you to keep buying the organic foods, to keep resisting GMOs. But they won't back the propositions to label it. California's the biggest one. It has a big chance of winning. But Monsanto, Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and lots, dozens, in fact, of deceptive brands are all bankrolling to defeat Prop 37 so that you don't know that foods labeled all natural and similar deceptive labels are actually containing GMOs and not organics. It's a sellout that frankly compares to the sellout we saw in the Ron Paul Liberty movement, where the big machine tried to absorb the movement, tried to mainstream it while killing the true grassroots movement. In fact, there were articles over the summer about how Bilderberg conspiracies are a handicap for the Liberty movement, how they don't want people talking about real issues in the Liberty movement. They just want to attract the mainstream candidates. It's a big issue, but we have all the proof in this breakdown video. It's amazing. We've done the research and we spoke to the public and we finally got a comment out of Whole Foods official media representatives. Without further ado, I'm going to go to that report right now and we'll talk about it on the other side.
Melissa Melton reporting for InfoWars Nightly News. We're here at a Whole Foods grocery store where we're trying to find out if people know about genetically modified food, about the dangers of that, and if they realize that Whole Foods is actually selling unlabeled genetically modified foods here at the store. Do you mind if I ask you a few questions?
You know, I don't have time.
Oh, okay.
I don't really even know what GMO is, to be honest with you.
Have you ever heard of genetically modified food?
Not much.
GMO, have you heard of that?
I've heard of that regarding corn.
Have you heard of GMO?
Absolutely.
Are you concerned about it?
Absolutely.
Do you support the labeling initiative?
Absolutely.
Would you be surprised if I told you that Whole Foods is selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
Yes.
Aaron Dykes here for InfoWars.com. We're here to talk to members of the public today to find out if they're aware of GMO dangers and if they know what's inside this Whole Foods store. We have their latest press release, which admits that they do sell ingredients that include genetically modified foods. Have you heard about the recent study where they fed GM corn to rats and they developed tumors?
Yes, I have.
Are you shopping here partly to avoid genetically modified foods?
Yes. Yes.
I haven't had a problem with genetically modified foods, and no, that wouldn't be why I was coming to Whole Foods.
So now, do they sell it or they don't sell it?
This Whole Foods truck says, "What's cooking?" And unfortunately, to the dismay of most people, according to this press release they just put out, it's GMO, genetically modified organisms. Do you know what you're eating? Were you aware that Whole Foods actually sells unlabeled GMOs?
I was not.
And we're surprised about that?
I think a lot of people probably are. Are you familiar with genetically modified food?
Well, I've heard of it.
Have you heard they've done studies recently that have shown that rats that are fed exclusive diets of genetically modified food actually get cancer, get tumors?
That makes sense. You go messing around with nature, some weird things are going to happen. That's probably just the beginning of it.
Probably. Do you ever shop at Whole Foods?
You mean Whole Paycheck.
Do you ever shop at Whole Foods here?
Yeah, I work there.
Are you familiar that Whole Foods put out a press release saying there's genetically modified organisms being sold in the store?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
While talking to the public, we were unknowingly approached by Whole Foods media relations spokesperson, Libba Letton.
And as an employee of Whole Foods, do you find it concerning that Whole Foods has admitted in their press release that they're selling unlabeled genetically modified organisms?
No, I think that unless a store is all organic, every store in the country sells sells unlabeled genetically modified.
Well, do you think that it's fair to say that most people who come here come in search of organic Whole Foods and they think that what they're buying is probably not genetically modified, and so to have unlabeled GMO is kind of against that whole advertisement?
I don't know what people think. I think they come here for organic food. I think they come here for healthy food. And again, I think the issue of people not knowing how pervasive GMOs are is a problem. But I don't think that Whole Foods does anything to try and make people think that we don't have food with GMOs in them.
You don't?
You see behind me, they have the slogan on this new store location, "Nothing artificial ever." However, that's not the case, which is why we also have to now put the spotlight on Whole Foods.
Now I think we're very clear about marking which foods are non-GMO.
Only later did we discover in research that Libba also represented Whole Foods investor relations and food safety.
90% of the corn and canola and cottonseed and soy in this country is actually genetically modified through companies like Monsanto and DuPont. And the derivatives of that are put into the food. And Whole Foods, you know, they market themselves as a whole food organization, and yet a lot of the stuff in here has unlabeled genetically modified. So
where would you get food that's, where would you buy the food that's not genetically organized?
Well, that's the question.
Would it be surprising to you to find out that Whole Foods also sells GMOs?
No, I'm aware of that.
If I have the facts and if they're labeled, then that's fair, I'm educated. If they're not labeled, then I'm concerned. GMOs are one of the banes of our society right now, of our globe.
Well, I'm not really opposed to it. I mean, I think that most genetically modified food out there is actually safe and tested. A lot of it's going under FDA review. As long as the science is sound, I'm okay with it.
What does the FDA say about this?
Well, the FDA is kind of hard to gauge because Obama put Michael Taylor in, who was actually a Monsanto lobbyist for years and years, and now he's the food safety czar. So.
Well, isn't that politics as usual, huh?
If it is linked to cancer, I'd certainly like to know about it and stay away from it.
We don't know if it's genetically modified unless we test it.
Is there any plans to maybe do some testing?
To test every product in the store and see if there's GMOs in them?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be easier to try and get some sort of federal requirement that all foods with GMOs have a label on them?
Here we go. Are you really?
Hi. Everything okay?
Yep, we're just asking people what they think about genetically modified organisms and Proposition 37. And
okay. Just make sure we're 3 feet from the curb at all times.
Okay. We're on the public sidewalk here, aren't we?
3 feet from the curb is public sidewalk.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty sure I am 3 feet from the curb. Am I not? Do you have a ruler?
Actually, I can go get one if I need to.
I think they're standing over there having a little meeting about how they would really like to kick us off this public sidewalk that we have a First Amendment right to be on right now. And they can stand there all day with their badge and the little walkie-talkie and make as many phone calls as they want. But legally, we have every right to be here. Just like I think as consumers, we have every right to know whether or not we're eating genetically modified Frankenfood science projects when we feed ourselves and our children. And when we go to a store that labels themselves as organic, but then turns around and sells us GMO.
Talk to them, but you can't just be out in front of the store.
Well, can we talk to those people?
Yeah, let's call them.
Okay.
Look. Well, and maybe what I should do is call the shopping center.
Okay.
It's really up to them. I mean, this is their private space. This is not a public space. This is a private property owned by the shopping center.
But not by Whole Foods.
No, not this one, no.
We're just concerned to find out they also sell GMOs, so.
Actually, GMOs are in almost everything. Like, it would be really hard to find completely non-GMO anything. Uh-huh. And so, I mean, I don't think there's ever been... Like, we've never claimed that we don't sell GMOs.
There's a truck from Whole Foods coming this way, and it actually says 100% real ingredients. I just think that's really ironic because I don't think genetically modified and real are synonymous in any possible way. I mean, a unicorn Pegasus is real because I wrote about it in a book, but is it real? Something I created in a lab? It's a genetically modified Frankenfood science experiment. That's not real, and it's not food. At least it shouldn't be. Whole Foods was like one of the last large bastions of organic food, whole food, safe food. And that's why I think most consumers shop here. And then to quietly admit in a press release that isn't posted anywhere in the store, you have to go and search for it on their website to get it, that, oh yes, our food does contain genetically modified organisms, is just hypocritical to the nth degree, and it's dishonest and it's wrong. Do you think that maybe Whole Foods might consider supporting Proposition 37 financially?
We support Proposition 37 in a number of ways. You know, you can look at it that Whole Foods hasn't written a check to that yet.
Well, are you familiar with the fact that some of the higher-ups in Whole Foods have written a check to Christy Vilsack, Tom Vilsack's wife, who's the head of the USDA that's pretty much in bed with Monsanto?
Out of their personal bank accounts and not on behalf of Whole Foods Market, they can do whatever.
It's listed as Whole Foods Market, though.
Whole Foods Market to, well, I'm not aware of any of those.
He's also financially bankrolling Obama, who put, you know, Michael Taylor, who's a FDA food safety czar, and that guy's been a Monsanto lobbyist for years.
What about the donations to Gary Johnson?
I don't think it's like tit for tat, one good donation, one evil donation. I mean, that doesn't make any sense.
Only the bad ones matter.
It sends the wrong message, don't you think?
No, I think our actions send the message. I think private donations made by executives sends messages from them personally about what they're doing.
So what's all the fuss about Whole Foods and GMO? Well, it seems the bigwigs over there got pretty chummy with the USDA when they were hammering out the deal over Monsanto's deregulation of GE alfalfa. Now, Walter Robb from Whole Foods is donating to Christy Vilsack, the wife of Tom Vilsack, who heads the USDA department. Tom Vilsack bent over backwards for cloning, pushed GMOs into the mainstream, opened all the doors for Big Agra, and even stood up for the open-air experimentation of GMOs that had biopharmaceuticals blowing in the wind. Then Obama appointed Tom Vilsack to be Secretary of Agriculture so he could help fast-track GMOs big time. Now Tom Vilsack's wife, Christy, is running for Congress there. But don't worry, her opponent, Steve King, is also bought out by Big Agra and the biotech industry. The only question is, why would Walter Robb or any organic industry executive want to cut checks to the wife of someone who's fought Monsanto's fight every step of the way and done nothing but deceive the organic industry about regulating GMOs?
Well, what's really kind of troubling about Whole Foods also is that while they won't back Proposition 37 financially, some of their higher-ups have financially backed and donated to the political campaigns of people like Obama, who put in Michael Taylor as our food safety czar, who was a Monsanto lobbyist for years. He's now the FDA food safety czar. You've got them financially backing Tom Vilsack's wife, and he's the USDA Secretary of Agriculture, who's totally in bed with Monsanto. So it's like, you won't give money to Proposition 37, but some of your higher-ups are personally giving money to people they should be 100% against.
So I completely agree with that. I mean, they're all corrupt brand.
It's disappointing.
They're really big business, and they're getting bigger all the time. And Mackey has a pretty good history of not straight dealing. So,
Mr. Mackey, I would tell him to go straight south.
As we try to protect ourselves through organic food and avoid GMOs, are we making Whole Foods a sacred cow, hoping they're an ally for our cause of eating natural, wholesome, organic foods, when in fact their leadership has sold out to the USDA, has met at the table with Monsanto, and has compromised with them, and in fact stocked GMOs on their shelf?
The science is in. The recent GMO study on rats serves as a stark reminder that what we don't know can hurt us. And duping an already uninformed public is just plain dangerous and evil.
While we agree that labeling non-GMO is a start, it simply does not follow that Whole Foods knowingly selling GMO products without at least warning the public, not just with some quiet press release, but with actual signage on store shelves, is wrong. Waiting for bought and paid for politicians to fix the problem is nothing short of leaving customers to fend for themselves against a clear and present danger while raking in the profits. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm Melissa Melton.
And I'm Aaron Dykes.
And that is the report, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll get it at InfoWars.com, at the YouTube channel, the Alex Jones channel. Get it out to everyone you know. But people say, why be critical of Whole Foods when they're pushing organics? Why be critical of the Ron Paul movement, even though it's been bought out and watered down? Well, we share the same principles as the organic movement, the resistance against GMOs. We share the same principles as what Ron Paul stands for, but we have to call out the corruption behind the scenes. It's not going to get better. And if we don't stop these GMOs, they're going to take over all of us, cause an epidemic of chronic disease, and it could lead to mass sterilization, all kinds of cancer and diseases. We must stop this stuff, and we don't have time to play games with sacred cows. And that includes the Whole Foods management. Why are they donating to Christy Vilsack's campaign? There's absolutely no excuse for it. We're going to get even more into those issues on the other side of this break. But what it comes down to is you've got a massive awakening on the organic anti-GMO issues. You've got people fighting back against Monsanto. You've got this latest study with BT corn showing that it causes tumors in rats, and countries around the world are trying to ban GMO. That's why you see Monsanto trying to spin the results of those studies, trying to take over brands that look friendly and organic so they can undermine the industry. They want to destroy the grassroots resistance. We can't let them. I'll see you on the other side. InfoWars.com. This is Aaron Dykes sending in, and this is an urgent message on GMOs. We've got to break through this perception that our friends are really wolves in sheep's clothing. They're not. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't have that much more time to expound upon the issue, but the consequences could not be more dire for GMO. It's pretty clear that something is up. You've got a giant machine that's really part of the military-industrial complex using every trick in the book to control the media, to buy up opposition, and try to defuse it. That's why with this Whole Foods issue is so important. We don't want to criticize Whole Foods. I personally shop there. I enjoy having access to organic foods, but it is slipping away, particularly if we let the biggest apparent shepherds in the anti-GMO pro-organic movement actually become wolves in sheep's clothing or something like it. These people at Whole Foods are literally writing campaign checks to the Vilsack family, who bent over backwards for Monsanto, for biotech, you name it. I've got an article here. Congressional candidates show bipartisan support for BPI. That's Beef Products Incorporated. That's the pink slime company. And you've got Christy Vilsack, wife of the Secretary of Agriculture, saying she has no concerns at all. It's a safe product. There are wonderful people who work there. And by the way, her opposition is equally, if not more so, backed by biotech. That's how dirty all of this is. We have to break through this issue and understand what's really going on so we can back real advocates. And that's one of the reasons that you want to sign up. You probably want to get a personal subscription
to the InfoWars magazine. It's colorful, it has wonderful illustrations, and it boils down the issue. This latest October issue is all about the end of humanity, the rise of robots. Alex Jones has a concise and poignant article in there, and we try to break down all the different angles of this, among them how DARPA is the real Skynet, like you've seen in the Terminator movies. They're the ones really developing and, in particular, steering this technology for military application, not against some foreign enemy, not against terrorists, but to control the people themselves. This is part of a larger eugenics plan. I've studied the GMO issue. I know very much that it's connected to a covert population control measure. Henry Kissinger said in 1974 to use food as a weapon. In particular, he meant third world population explosion and our USAID food aid to those countries. Do you really think they want to help build those people up when they have discounted humanity, when they have cheapened us? You need to find out more. That's in the InfoWars magazine. And again, you can get a subscription to all 12 issues throughout the year for $54.95. That includes shipping, but you can also buy it in bulk by the tens, by the hundreds, by whatever you want to buy. And you can help distribute that magazine locally where you are, hand it out to people that you want to influence, that you want to turn onto these issues. And it's professional illustrations and very telling articles. A lot of good sponsors, too, frankly. I've checked out a lot of them. And you'll find articles like the ones that Paul Joseph Watson and Kurt Nimmo wrote today on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Kurt Nimmo wrote, "Military Police Used for Crowd Control in South Carolina." It gets into the ever-expanding military operations, always merging with police, always trying to toss aside posse comitatus and ever other common sense regulations to stop us from entering a total control grid police state. This stuff is really going on, folks. You've got to check it out. Paul Watson, FEMA to mobilize for mass fatality planning. Yes, they have DMORT. They have other military designated units inside FEMA. They're prepared for mass casualties. In fact, they would really benefit from them because they gain the power. That's how government works. That's why Big Organic would like to see their competition destroyed and dissipated, because then they can hang with Big Agro pushing GMOs if they're the only niche allowed to continue in the organic market. They get to control the prices. That's how this stuff works. You've got to look into it. Don't forget to get the video on Monsanto, the GMO deception of Whole Foods. We're going to be on the nightly news tonight. So is Paul Joseph Watson. So tune into that. PrisonPlanet.tv. Get the word out. Stop them somewhere. We got to do something, folks. Rebroadcast starts in just a moment. InfoWars.com.